Together, we are Ash Friendly. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Ash Friendly. I'm your host, Seal Jones. I want to thank everyone for listening. I deeply appreciate it. I hope this podcast brings you light, love, and energy to yourself and to everyone else around you. Well, folks, today we're going to talk about being thankful. Being thankful is a really key important to balancing your brain and to whatever we're doing together. We have to be thankful every step of the way. No, we can't every movement we do, we can't always just say we're thankful, but we can consciously be aware we are thankful. Get in your head, oh, I'm thankful for this air, these people around me, these glasses, this time that I'm spending producing a podcast for the people who love Ash Friendly. There are all these like little things that I can be thankful throughout the day because I know at some point, I'll never have them. I don't know how much longer. Some things will last. Could be today, tomorrow, next week, 5 years, 10 years. But I want to be thankful for them because they're the memories that I'll carry with me. And the only thing that I'll carry with me to the day that I die is my memories, ideas, and thoughts. It's something special that I get to share with the people that care about me the most. The ones that are always there for me. The ones that love me for the way that I am. And love me for who I am. As I've gotten older, people have loved me a lot more who don't even know me. Because they love who I've become. They love the aura that I'm around. They love the ideas that I do. They love how I treat people. And they don't get a lot of this treatment on a day-to-day basis. I never understood that when I was younger, because I still treat people the same way as I treat them back when I was a teenager, in my 20s, 30s, and now my 40s. It's just the way that I am. A lot of people don't experience it. A lot of people never ever get a chance to meet someone that they care about. You care about me, but There's no game to it. No, I just care about you, man. You're a good friend. You're a good person. I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful that you're here today. You're not where you were before. I'm thankful that you're still here with us, working on what you need to do. See, folks, it's not about, for me, I've never really cared about money. I've never really ever cared about things or items. What I've cared about is my time. My time with my friends, my family, and the people around me. And I want to give more time to people. That's why I created Ash Friendly. The really deep-hearted meaning part of it is to give more people an idea and a chance to do what they want to do. To live free the best way they can. To be out, to be about, to not have any more worry about tomorrow, today, later on today, just focus on the now. Being out with friends and families and loved ones. Going to dinner, being independent. Knowing that you're not knowing that you're being cared for by people who will actually care about you. To be looked at in a different view besides of being a piece of money or more money or just someone resourceful. And when you look at someone like that, just as a being, not a lot of people know how to handle it. It's too much for them. Don't look at me that way. Here, you want more money, that's why you're here. It's like, no, I'm not here for the money. I'm here because I care about you. You're a good human. You're a good person. You're doing what's right of you. And they'll always sometimes look about the negative things about them, what they've done. And I say, you know, hey, I'm thankful for you making mistakes because I've just made the same amount of mistakes you have. Mine aren't worse than yours, but we can be thankful together we got through it and we're still trying to do the right thing today. Because at the end of the day, folks, doing the hardest thing in the world is doing the right thing. And a lot of people don't even know what the right thing is. They're just trying to do the best they can just to hold on. When you go about today, look around you. Take a minute. Breathe the air that's around you. Be thankful for the things that you have or where you're at. It could all be worse, and you could also not be here with us. You could not be listening to my handsome voice. But it's important for you to be here. You have no, you think you have no value, you have no self-worth, you have no ability to do anything. You're valuable to me. I'm thankful that you're listening. I'm thankful that you're here, and you're one day you will find Ash Friendly and the people of Ash Friendly to start something new and different, to find out about yourself, to find a way where you want to go, like the Ash of Truth. There's these little things that you do every day. Just practice them. Look for little joy. Be thankful. Stay in the moment the best you can. Don't get worried about all these other things going on. Just what is the best decision that I can do for myself right now to get to me where I want to be, where I see myself? Where can I find the easiest path to have support, meaning, understanding, and responsibility? Responsibility of your actions and what you do. I want to be there so I can take full responsibility of whatever I do and not blame someone else for my mistakes. Thankfulness is a way to get there. People will respect you more if you're thankful. As you're going about your day, being thankful for the things and showing that respect, other people who don't even know you will be very thankful for you. And the idea that you're here for long term and you see them every day, they know that you're getting better. They can see that you're like lighting up more and more because more and more people are understanding you, where you're coming from. They don't look at you by this ugliness or just, oh, you're disgraced of whoever you are. No, now they get you. They see you trying your best. If this is your best for right now, that's your best. We can always work on it. You always got to work on the weakest part of you every day. And that little weakness will always get stronger, so that makes you a lot more secure in the ground that you're on. When you're secure on the ground you're on, then you can actually keep building on that and building a growth and building something that you're looking forward to. You can give that idea of like, I'm finally making it. I'm finally being thankful for everything around me. I'm seeing joy everywhere. And internally, I'm more joyful. I'm more thankful. Well, what did I do? I don't have more money. I have more money pouring into me. I don't have nicer things. I'm still in the same situation. But you know what? I'm at peace. I have a peace of mind. I'm happy. And I'm not going back to where I was. And I'm finding little ways and doing little things for myself, for the people around me, that can make a great impact like they made on me. So now I am getting better. I am doing the things. And it can take overnight. It can take 2 days. It can take a week. It can take 3 weeks until you really get it down. But it takes a lifetime to really figure out how to navigate to this world completely and freely. But you'll get there. I'm not worried. Because I myself am working on it every day. And yes, sometimes I dip, sometimes I come back up, sometimes I get sad, sometimes I cry. But at the end of the day, I'm still joyful and I'm thankful that I'm here. Here for the people that are around me, the people that I want to see, and all the love that I get to give out to other people. Well, folks, I'm going to leave you as I always leave you. If you can love yourself, love the people around you, and love the environment a little more every day, then we'll continue to make the world a safer and beautiful place. Thank you very much for listening. And remember, together we are Ash Friendly.